This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
As a man, finding a great pair of pants feels harder than it should. Some look sharp but feel stiff. Others are comfortable but wrinkle, stain, or lose their shape by noon. And if you're working, traveling, or constantly on the move, most pants just cannot keep up. That's where Jack Archer comes in.
JackArcher.com delivers one pair of pants designed for real life. Whether it's golf with the guys or date night with someone special, these pants will keep you comfortable and looking polished wherever the day takes you.
That's right, Mark. The Jack Archer Jet Setter Tech Pant is wrinkle-free, stain-resistant, and built to hold its shape all day. With customizable fit options and multiple colors, these are the one pair of pants you'll want to wear every day.
Jack Archer, ready when you are. For a limited time, get 15% off your first order with code GETJACK at JackArcher.com. Again, that's promo code GETJACK at JackArcher.com for 15% off your first order.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
5 a.m., I'm up with a crisp Celsius energy drink. Running 12 miles today. Grab a green juice, quick change, and head to work. Meetings, workshops, one more Celsius, no slowing down. Working late, but obviously still meeting the girls for a little dancing. Celsius, live, fit, go. Grab a cold, refreshing Celsius at your local retailer or locate now at Celsius.com.
This episode is brought to you by Nordstrom. Ready to refresh your wardrobe? Nordstrom has all the latest styles for spring, from elevated dresses and denim to standout tops and accessories. Discover the trends and essentials you'll reach for again and again. We've got brands you love like Waif, Princess Polly, Mango, Adidas, and Favorite Daughter. Plus free shipping, free returns, and quick order pickup make updating your closet effortless. Shop in stores at Nordstrom.com or download our app.
Hello there. Welcome to Pod Maverick. I'm Kirk Henderson, joined as always by Josh Bow. We are coming to you at the very strange time of 9 p.m. The Dallas Mavericks have finished up their game for the night instead of it being halftime. They just beat the Brooklyn Nets 123-114. Josh, how you doing?
I know it's kind of like, it's how we start the show. You ask me how you're doing, you say the score, and I feel like we could just auto-generate the responses. Like, that was another game. We will do our best to talk about it. I'm doing okay. I guess it was an early game, which is always nice. But, the Mavericks, they played another game. They won. They played a game against another team that's just as bad as they are. And so I will say the one thing that's kind of funny and the difference between the NBA now and when we were watching in high school and before is remember when like two bad teams would play against each other and the score would be like 81 to 76. And it was like, you know, it was like two kids throwing rocks against a brick wall for 2 hours. And now in the NBA, when two bad teams play against each other, it looks like an ABA game from
there's
from
a pace
in the 70s. It's just funny.
because there's the pace thing. So those games, you're right, I remember, would go down and you'd use the whole shot clock. And then if you'd get an offensive rebound, it would reset to 24 seconds, which doesn't seem like much compared to it resetting to 14 seconds now. But it changes the way teams approach it, where you've got to get a second shot back up. Like, you don't get to go reset your offense and go through, you know, whatever, you know, fist up play we're calling again. And these games definitely have like a pace to them. And this was another just very funny game, at least for the I always over-index the Twitter discourse. I think everyone does. It is a societal problem. We need to ignore Twitter. Just gonna say, everybody just stop tweeting. I have 600,000 tweets. I'm really want to talk. But I say that in that, you know, if you're upset that the Mavericks won this game, you weren't paying attention to their schedule whatsoever. The Mavericks are a professional basketball team that wound up in this position. And the moment, like, they did a good job trading Anthony Davis. I want to be clear here. That was the key thing. But the moment they didn't move off any other veterans, this was going to happen. Like, they're going to win just enough games for where the Mavericks sit probably 7-10 in the lottery positioning. And it is what it is. It's not ideal. Like, they still play enough road games to where they could just get the shit kicked out of them down the stretch regardless. And tonight, you know, it's they're playing the Nets, and they were up double digits in the first half. The only reason this game got close is Chris Middleton separated his shoulder, which I did not see. Did you?
No. Well, they said it's a stinger. I don't know if it's a
stinger. Shoulder, you're right. Shoulder. I'm sorry.
That's pretty serious, but I don't know. Maybe it is.
It's a stinger. You're right. That's exactly what it was. And like, we're being careful. And also we're really institutionally trying not to win this game. And the challenge quickly becomes is like, they just don't have anybody else they can play other than AJ Johnson, who absolutely sucks. Like, every single player they put in is competent, and that's just going to happen. Like, these guys aren't, the players aren't interested in losing. None of them might be here next year. Even Najee, like, they're going to play hard. That's fine. And so you're just going to get games like this. And, you know, the Nets pulled it within 4 points with about 2 minutes and 30 seconds remaining. And then the Mavericks went on a run to close the game. And that's the second time that's happened in two games. And it's their players give a shit more than the Nets players. The Nets players, like, I'm watching, I was putting my kid to bed and I had the game cast on. And I'm watching these names that flash across. And I'm just like, I don't know who Ochai Agbaji is. Don't know him. I don't feel bad not knowing him. Drake Powell sounds entirely made up as a basketball player. I know they have a bunch of rookies and stuff like that, but it's just, this is a world-class tanking organization they have going on here. Like, when that's not, the Mavericks are never going to be able to do that ever.
Yeah. So. Yeah. These four games they're playing in a row. It's just, it's very funny how the schedule works. Like, Indiana, Brooklyn, Sacramento, Memphis. Like, this is, oh boy. I couldn't find my mute button.
That's fine.
Like, this is, these games have been like Bane and Dark Knight Rises. Like, oh, you think tanking is your ally? I was born in the tank. Molded by it. Like, that's like, you're not going to out tank these teams that have lived the tank. They didn't just learn the tank; they've lived the tank. So. Again, anyone getting too upset about these losses, I mean, just don't even watch. Like, just look at the box score and be about your day. And then if you want to watch, like, watch because you want to see some of these players. That's probably the hardest part, is like we talked about after the Pacers game, is at least during those years before Luka, there was like Dennis Smith, and then they took some chances on some other younger guys that got some minutes. Although, like, there was still a lot of minutes for like Wesley Matthews and Harrison Barnes and stuff like that. But for the most part, there was like, okay, they're trying to build. That was back when Dwight Powell was like a new thing, which is really funny to say in the year 2026 now. But I think that's probably the hardest part. Is there still so many pieces left over from when the team was a different version of itself? Like, I mean, they still have, you know, I mean, PJ and Daniel Gafford were literally starting games in the 2024 NBA Finals. Like I don't, it's hard. One, that's going to make it hard to lose games against teams that are professional losers. And then right. Two, that's going to, it's also like, you know, it's PJ, it's Gafford, Middleton, like Clay. Again, we talked about this FDN game. These are all guys that might literally, they might not be here when Cooper Flagg leads this team to the playoffs right. next. So for fans that want to watch, it's like, okay, well, you know, there's no youth excitement to really draw you there. And then, you know, you also, there's the other part of the fan base that just wants them to lose every game. So that's tough, but you can't blame the players. Like you said, they're going to do what they're paid to do.
No. And, you know, it's like you said, they're not unentertaining to watch. It just feels sort of,
We're just spinning our wheels.
Yeah, and it's not awful bad. Like, we've watched some awful basketball, and
oh, this is fine.
This is fine. Like the Harrison Barnes first year, like that was heinous basketball. It was so. I remember because it was the summer of 2016. I was so mad when they signed Harrison because they're like, oh, he's going to be our new primary guy, and I'm like, the guy who just absolutely died on the vine in the NBA Finals is going to be our new guy. That's cool. And then they proceeded to run like the long two post up offense. Like, it was incredible. This is nothing like that. This is at least something. Najee Marshall does weird stuff all the time. I seeing PJ, you know, of course he hurt his ankle. We can kind of talk about that. Like the fact that he sprained his ankle on a non-contact roll. And I don't know about you. Do you have ankles like that? Like mine are.
Yes. Rough. That was the only bad high school injury I had, was I had an ankle sprain that kept me out for like 3 weeks.
And mine are like that, but I just bounce back. Like they never really swell up, but I sprain them like walking the dog. Like very, like you can tell just because it hurts me, but I like keep going kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And like the PJ Gafford injuries are really frustrating because you don't know if it's a question of, them, the training staff, or a combination of the two, where it's like, all right, are we just not getting this together? But again, PJ hurts himself. That was kind of frustrating, but he actually looked okay. Like he was doing some things in this game. Like PJ getting a little bit more of his groove back, I think is important, because if you theoretically want to trade any of these guys, then they need to look like functional basketball players. They just do. Christie's obviously quite good. One of the things that I need to pay more attention to him is the kind of shots he's taking. You know, he's 1 of 5 from three tonight. But the single biggest thing that Christie needs to improve upon if he's going to continue to be like a functional part of the rotation is he's got to hit the occasional movement three. Catch and shoot threes for him, or if he's going downhill, look great. When he's coming off screens and stuff like Clay, those shots look gross.
Yeah, I think it's something about he doesn't have the quickest release. Mm-hmm. So I wonder if that's part of it. I might be off on that, but he got to the rim a lot. He actually missed. He was 5 of 12 and 3 of his 5 makes were in the restricted area. So
good
rim game for him. Although, you know, it's the Nets.
No, but I'm fine with it because when he came to the team last year, the dribbling was not good. That was like a very obvious like point of process for improvement for him, because he started hitting all those like single dribble pull-ups. And we were really excited because he had like 12 straight games of 15 points. Then all of a sudden,
he was shooting like 60% from mid-range. Yeah.
And then it's like our team started running him more and there was just no handle. And I do think his handle, or at least his ability to accept pressure while being handled, has improved.
Yep. Marvin Bagley's fun.
Dude, great. He's great. If Dwight Powell, does he have another year on his contract, Dwight Powell?
No, I think he's on a one year.
Okay,
but I can double check.
If there's a slot on the team for an energy big, give it to this guy. Just give it to this guy. Dwight Powell can become an assistant coach. He can become assistant general manager. I don't give a shit.
I mean, you could bring Dwight back. Just trade Gafford and let Bagley be your backup center.
That's true. See, but you really want him as a backup center. I kind of like. I don't know if he can do that. He's like a fourth big for me, not a third big.
Okay, then maybe you split your backup minutes with Bagley and Cisse. I mean, it depends on how serious they want to be next season.
That's a good point.
We'll see.
They, Yeah, and well, and we're going to be talking about that at length as the year goes on. All right, a little bit halfway through. I got a couple more things I want to talk about after the break, and then we can just finish this one off and let people, you know, get on with their days and weeks and years. There are three ways to support the show. Tell your friends. I promise when there's more to talk about, we will talk about more things. There's just not a lot right now, and I'm not going to waste people's time. I'm also not near as good as some of our competitors at coming up with topics on shit days. The second way to support the show, there's links. You can give us money. Third way is, of course, listening to the ads, which you guys have been doing, and we are grateful for. So Josh and I will be right back. Thanks so much for hanging out.
You buy organic. You read ingredient labels. You care about what goes into your body. So why not think about birth control the same way? Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared birth control app that's 100% hormone-free. It's based on science and uses your body temperature to identify which days you can and cannot get pregnant. No synthetic hormones, no side effects, just science you can trust. Save 15% with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
As a man, finding a great pair of pants feels harder than it should. Some look sharp but feel stiff. Others are comfortable but wrinkle, stain, or lose their shape by noon. And if you're working, traveling, or constantly on the move, most pants just cannot keep up. That's where Jack Archer comes in.
JackArcher.com delivers one pair of pants designed for real life. Whether it's golf with the guys or date night with someone special, these pants will keep you comfortable and looking polished wherever the day takes you.
That's right, Mark. The Jack Archer Jet Setter Tech Pant is wrinkle-free, stain-resistant, and built to hold its shape all day. With customizable fit options and multiple colors, these are the one pair of pants you'll want to wear every day.
Jack Archer, ready when you are. For a limited time, get 15% off your first order with code GETJACK at jackarcher.com. Again, that's promo code GETJACK at jackarcher.com for 15% off your first order.
I'm one of those people who will happily eat steak and eggs any time of the day. Breakfast, dinner, it's technically midnight, but I'm still hungry. Doesn't matter. There's just something unbeatable about a good steak hitting a hot pan. That immediate sizzle, the smell filling the kitchen, and then topping it with a fried egg where the yolk is deep yellow and just barely runny. Unreal. Pure protein heaven. That's also why I love having Omaha Steaks on hand. The steaks are incredibly tender, super flavorful, and cook evenly, whether I'm searing them on the stovetop or throwing them on the grill. It's that steakhouse quality bite at home. Omaha Steaks has everything from their fan favorite filet mignon, yes, the USDA certified tender one, to burgers, chicken, pork, seafood, and even fully cooked comfort meals like beef pot roast or meat lover's lasagna for nights when you still want high protein but zero effort. Get 50% off the world's best everyday protein. Go to omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their semi-annual sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. That's 50% off at omahasteaks.com and an extra $35 off with promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details.
Close your eyes, exhale, feel your body relax, and let go of whatever you're carrying today.
Well, I'm letting go of the worry that I wouldn't get my new contacts in time for this class. I got them delivered free from 1-800-CONTACTS. Oh my gosh, they're so fast.
And breathe.
Oh, sorry. I almost couldn't breathe when I saw the discount they gave me on my first order. Oh, sorry. Namaste.
Visit 1-800-CONTACTS.com today to save on your first order.
1-800-CONTACTS.
Okay, thanks for waiting. The Mavs parties and group therapies and such, they will make a comeback when we actually have people in the room here. We don't have a lot of volume. I don't want to be, you know, there's always a couple of folks that are willing to talk. But, you know, we got Thursday, Friday back-to-back. You know, the likelihood that I do one for one of those there is probably pretty high. So we'll see where it goes. The last few things I want to touch on, and then we can go. And then if there's anything you want to touch on, Josh. Somebody in the chat, Mavs Hive Mind, says, I'm wondering if Cooper is being put on ice for a bit. I would say no. you know, today wouldn't have been a good day to bring him back. They got stuck in Indiana. They're traveling. They're trying to get to the arena. Everybody's pregame schedule is thrown off. I think when that happened, if there was any chance of him coming back, that just kind of got thrown out the window, because there's no, you want him to come back on circumstances where his foot, where they can, they feel confident.
Normal warm-ups and routine. Yeah.
And we sometimes forget that, you know, that they have pretty complicated pregame, you know, ritual is not the right word, but it's just a routine, everything you go through. So I think it's a good question. It wouldn't shock me if he comes back soon enough. I will continue to wonder why whatever source Tim McMahon talked to said he would be back right after All-Star break. Like, that's not, that was the completely crashed with the Jeff Stotts injury data. Like, it was half of what he had said. Anyway, not really a big deal. The last thing I was thinking about while watching this game, other than the stuff we've already talked about, is compared to last night's Spurs Pistons game, where the Pistons offense just sort of shat itself and they just need shooting. And then you watch Klay Thompson go nuts tonight, as he did in his, you know, 3-point shooting. It blows my mind that the Mavericks and he, I mean, he probably was never even approached for a trade, because they, unless he said himself that he wants to move. I mean, they want to do right by the guy, but it's just from a basketball fit, it's just crazy to me that the Pistons didn't do anything better.
Yeah, the more it goes, the more I'm just convinced that they approached him and said, "Do you want to be traded?" And he said no, or like, wait till the summer, or you know, something like it. That's the only logical excuse. If Klay was willing to be traded at the deadline, then that is an insane failure of whatever the top six seed GMs of each conference not trading for him.
Yep.
Because he's absolutely a difference maker. And there are, like you said, Detroit desperately needs more shooting. So the only way I can justify it in my brain is that Klay was like, don't move me till the summer. I don't want to go midseason, or I want to stay. Cause otherwise you're right. It's confounding if there's any other explanation.
Did you catch any of the clips of that game, by the way?
No, I didn't. The Detroit Spurs game.
I would go find like Google highlight package to have on second
screen. I heard it was like a rock fight. Both teams shot like right around 40%.
Ball game. It wasn't like the 2005 finals. Like, there was a fair amount of scoring. Cade Cunningham was awful. From at least shooting wise, but it's like Wembanyama was in control of the game from the defensive end, like very much one of those, like a shark where it's out prey. Like, it was incredible to watch.
How much does it annoy you that team is really good now?
Yes and no. I mean, Stephon Castle being good is actually much more, it makes them much more interesting to me than Dylan Harper, because like getting a number one and a number two pick, well, of course you ought to be good, but instead of Harper's, you know, he's not really shown much this year relative to potential expectations and the rest of the rookie class. And then Castle is just nails. So like, it bothers me, but less so than it used to. They're just in a different place. And like, when you watch these really good teams play, I'm always a shit about the Mavericks. Like, it's just kind of my deal. I'm largely pessimistic, but I'm also largely right, because everybody gets so excited and wants to, you know, oh, we're going to be this kind of team next year. And it's like, when you watch these really, really good teams, it makes me think, okay, we don't need to rush this process. We don't need to rush it. And obviously we don't get a say in it, but it's a long way to go from looking like a team like that in a high stakes game. It doesn't mean you can't play the occasional good game where everybody balls out, but like the process where you're like a dominant team night in and night out, it took the Mavericks 4 seasons to get there, really. You know, it's mm-hmm. And that was after the Mavericks tried to rush part of their rebuild anyways by pushing, you know, the Porzingis thing ahead. So it's, I don't know. It's just something that goes in my head every now and again as I'm watching, you know, the Mavericks build, because you said something earlier about it depends on what kind of team they want to be next year. And our Slack has regular arguments about this, where already our Slack guys are like, oh, we can compete for like an 8th seed, you know, and I get it. We don't have a pick realistically, but to what end is really the question, because it's like, I would almost just speaking, you know, in February 2026, be the kind of team that can facilitate trades and acquire more assets and build that way. I don't know. It's a thing that just sort of goes through my head because, you know, I do like the basketball. I think they have a very solid foundation, which is the hard part. But then it just because they've done the hard part doesn't mean everything else gets easier.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Real skin results start with one daily ritual. Meet Daily Microfoliant from Dermalogica. This iconic exfoliating powder activates with water to gently polish away dullness and uneven texture. It leaves skin instantly smoother and more luminous while supporting your skin barrier. Formulated with professional expertise to deliver visible results daily, even on sensitive skin. Discover your healthiest skin today. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at checkout for an exclusive gift with your $65 purchase.
Buying pants shouldn't take this much effort. Too many options, inconsistent sizing, and styles that don't work across your day. You want something comfortable, sharp, and reliable without guessing, returning, or buying five different pairs. That's why there's Jack Archer.
Yes, JackArcher.com simplifies everything with the Jet Setter Tech Pant. One versatile pair designed to take you from work to weekend without missing a beat. Easy to wear, easy to style, and easy to shop for. The Jet Setter Tech Pant is wrinkle-free, stain-resistant, and built for all-day comfort. They stretch, breathe, and hold their shape, giving you a consistent fit and polished look every time. Backed by thousands of five-star reviews, they're the dependable pants you'll reach for daily.
Jack Archer, ready when you are. For a limited time, get 15% off your first order with code GETJACK at JackArcher.com. Again, that's promo code GETJACK at JackArcher.com for 15% off your first order.
I'm one of those people who will happily eat steak and eggs any time of the day. Breakfast, dinner, it's technically midnight, but I'm still hungry. Doesn't matter. There's just something unbeatable about a good steak hitting a hot pan. That immediate sizzle, the smell filling the kitchen, and then topping it with a fried egg where the yolk is deep yellow and just barely runny. Unreal. Pure protein heaven. That's also why I love having Omaha Steaks on hand. The steaks are incredibly tender, super flavorful, and cook evenly, whether I'm searing them on the stovetop or throwing them on the grill. It's that steakhouse quality bite at home. Omaha Steaks has everything from their fan favorite filet mignon, yes, the USDA certified tender one, to burgers, chicken, pork, seafood, and even fully cooked comfort meals like beef pot roast or meat lover's lasagna for nights when you still want high protein but zero effort. Get 50% off the world's best everyday protein. Go to omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their semi-annual sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. That's 50% off at omahasteaks.com and an extra $35 off with promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details.
Toyota builds vehicles that don't just keep up. They lead the pack on the road, in your routine, and most of all, within your budget. Take the Camry and Corolla, two stylish and dependable cars, both with the latest tech and driver-friendly features and the performance to make every commute feel effortless. Or if you're chasing space, adventure, and versatility, check out Toyota's RAV4 and Grand Highlander, delivering the capability, comfort, and confidence to take you everywhere you need to go. Plus, with hybrid options designed for efficiency and four-wheel and all-wheel drive models ready for any terrain, your Toyota is more than just a reliable way to get around. It's built for your way of life. And right now, your local Toyota dealer has great financing and lease options available to qualified customers, meaning there's no better time to step into a new Toyota. Start your search for great deals today at buyatoyota.com. Toyota, let's go places.
So,
no, I'm with you. I just brought up Victor because I know that it annoyed you how much he smack he talked when he'd not been on a good team. And now now he's backing it up on one of the best teams in the NBA.
But it's I was listening to a True Hoop or True Hoop Collective podcast, Brian Windhorst one, and My friend Tim Bontemps made a good point where he's just like, look, like you have to play basketball every other night for 2 months. Can any of these younger teams do that? Just because they're physically, just because they're like perhaps physically ready and they have the talent on paper to do it, does not mean they can actually execute. And one of the things that's going to drive me nuts about the Thunder till the end of time is the Mavericks beat the shit out of them in 2024. Like they really beat the, was that, it was my birthday. That's right. Right.
Yeah. It was your birthday. Your 40th, yeah. Right.
My, that was my 40th birthday during when they sealed game six. And like they, all the, there's this notion now in hindsight that like the Mavericks got lucky. They won 4-2 and Luka didn't even play that well. Like the Mavericks were awesome in that series and the Thunder were not ready. They were not mm-hmm. ready. And that doesn't mean, you know, they wouldn't have been by the next year, but the fact that the Mavericks, you know, dismantled a contending team all based on account of the fact that the GM is an idiot, it will, you know, kind of chat my ass for a while. It's just, it's one of those things that yeah. I think about when we're trying to rebuild a team where it's like, you got to get there to be in that top six, let's just say, of the NBA. It is just, it's not a straight line path. You have to get lucky and be good.
Yeah. Yeah. Especially when you see obviously last season and this season, you look at how it's playing out and it's like, there's a, not like a power vacuum, but there was a chance. Like the mm-hmm. Thunder won the title last year. They're obviously the best team in the NBA, but they didn't look unbeatable in that playoff run last year. They don't look unbeatable this season.
Right.
Obviously the Spurs are really good. The Pistons are really good, but those don't like put the fear in your boots like the Durant Warriors did, or even the LeBron Heat teams. Even before then, like it just, yeah, you know, it's a shame. They were right there, and these 2 years could have been the years for them to break through before Wembanyama kind of gets fully on board, which I yep. mean, I guess it's happening now this season, but now it's like, did you, you know, that window's closed for the next 2 or 3 years, but now they got an 18-year-old, so they don't have to jam it open right now, or 19-year-old in Cooper.
We got anything else we want to touch on?
And I don't know.
But it doesn't have to be basketball.
Did you know the Mavericks scored 66 points in the paint again, which is just stupid how many points in the paint they've been scoring.
I see it a lot more now that you pointed it out.
Isn't it crazy? Yeah. It's just 31 of their 48 made field goals were in the paint tonight. Like it's just shout out to the Brooklyn Nets who are just giving their damnedest on the defensive end, but the Mavericks also, you know, put the screws to them. So just basketball wise, it was, you know, you look at the 3-point shooting and they got killed by on the 3-point line again. It's like, well, how do you make up for that? Well, it's like you make every other shot. You just right. don't miss your 2-pointers.
That's the answer.
Yeah. Yeah. So,
well, I got a couple more. I got two more things I want to talk about, but neither of which is actually Dallas Mavericks basketball. I just have to make a recommendation to everybody right now that if you are looking for something different to do, if you want to watch some basketball, but you're like, all right, I'm fed up with these Mavericks, you simply have to go check out some of the local playoff stuff out here in DFW for high school basketball. The Dallas Morning News, has really good coverage, like just Dallas local. Like you say what you want about the Dallas Morning News, but for local high school sports stuff, they do a fantastic, fantastic job of covering it. And it's gonna be like I missed the, you know, the team I follow because I went there and played there was Coppell High School, and they played a barn burner against Plano East last night. Like I was watching the highlight clips and stuff, and it's just like these kids do shit that we couldn't have fucking done. Like, I played 5A basketball at a 3,500 person high school, and like the things these kids do now, like the level of play is so amazing. And I was really excited for my guys because it was their first time. It's there are 8 seniors on the team, and their first time back to the first time for any of them to go to the playoffs because they haven't made the playoffs in like 4 or 5 years, something like that. So that was pretty cool. But there's a bunch of games that'll be going on like this Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and you can find access to them really easy most of the time it's like $5 to $7 to go to the games. Games are like an hour and 15 minutes, and it's just really, really fun. Yeah, really fun.
You'll be stunned at like thinking back at the names that you saw. Like the NBA pipeline from DFW is it's every year it gets big. It feels like it's bigger and bigger. It's just, it's insane.
But even like
it was big when we were in school. It's even like, it's nuts now. It's just nuts.
But even like the lower level classifications, I got a buddy who lives in, I think it's Collinsville. It's like a 2A high school. Mm-hmm. And he posted a long video of like the playoff game, and it was awesome. And it's like, these are, you know, they kind of look, obviously it's a very different looking kid. The kids are much smaller. You don't have everybody that's 6'4" and a half kind of thing. Like it feels like in these games, but I don't know, just, if you need a basketball fix and college doesn't do it for you, an hour and 15 minute high school game might work it out. So anyway, what was the last thing? Oh, did you watch the Night of the Seven Kingdoms finale?
I did. It was terrific.
Just,
it was
great television.
Just exactly what I needed.
30 minute television is
incredible.
Extraordinarily underrated.
And getting the job done. I don't feel like I needed more. Like they said what they needed to say. Mm-hmm. Didn't feel rushed. It was great. And I don't watch Game of Thrones. I don't watch House of the Dragon.
How did you get tuned into that one then?
Because Megan is big Game of Thrones and fantasy.
Okay, so you're just like, it's a half hour.
She wasn't gonna watch it because she was so burned on season 8 of Game of Thrones, and then she did not like House of Dragon season 2. Apparently, that wasn't great. I don't watch them, so I don't know. But I've obviously heard the jokes about the last
season of Game of Thrones. I like everything.
I know, but she was really burned, and she was like, "I'm not gonna watch it. Like, I'm done. Like, they burned me twice, and I don't want to do it." And I was just like pleading with her because I was reading reviews. I was like, "I don't even watch this, but everyone's saying this is great." And it's exactly what you were looking for from those shows that they didn't give it to you. Like you just, like, I was like, I'll watch it with you. Like, you have to watch it because I don't want you to miss something that's so in your wheelhouse because of, how you got burned on those last couple seasons there. So, my Game of Thrones knowledge is through like osmosis. It didn't matter. Yeah. It did not matter. You know, obviously like Megan loved all the little Easter eggs and references to characters
The fifth episode for you're a film guy. The fifth episode was like, that's the sort of one I would like to watch on the big screen. Cause there was just like shots in that where it's like, holy shit.
Yeah. It looked, it didn't look like it was shot in front of a green screen the whole time, which is nice. Like, even if something's like not good, like story wise, if it looks, that's my bar now. Like, I'll go to movies that I'm not even interested in if they just like look like visually like look good, because I'm like, I just need something like that.
But well, my half hour pitch to you then, and I've said this in Slack, but I'll just say it to people, is I wrapped up this 8-episode run of likely one season only show on Disney Plus called Wonder Man with Ben Kingsley and I think is Yahya Abdul-Mateen, I think is how you say his name.
Yeah, I've heard that's fun. Yeah, I've heard it's fun.
It's like watching two people who are like A++ people at their craft be in this world which they're kind of making fun of. Yeah. And it was like, I watched the pilot and turned to Mary and was like, I've never seen anything like this. Like, the closest thing I can think of was HBO's Watchmen. Did you watch that several years ago?
I did not, but I know that was
awesome. Another good one. It's like a genre bending kind of like what's happening here show. And I don't know. Anyway, I know we normally don't do this and in the middle of the season, but hey, I wanted to talk about something else because I'm gonna go watch something right now and then probably play Hades. I've done like 85 runs in Hades. I'm a sicko.
Oh, that's great. That's what I did. It's a phenomenal game. When are you gonna go to part two?
When it comes out on Xbox, probably.
So. Oh, it's not on. Oh.
No, I just, you know, I
forgot. I forgot. It's not.
You've seen my PC setup. It's very sad.
I know. I forgot. It's not on everything right now. It's on Switch. Hades 2's on Switch.
Oh, you want to know? Parker asked me if he could play Skyrim, and I'm sitting here going, that game came out 5 years before you were born. Like, you are 10. Oh, he doesn't understand. I was like, buddy, you know, like Breath of the Wild, which he's still playing through. I was like, Breath of the Wild is the greatest open world experience for someone at your level.
Yes. No. Yeah. Well, has he played the sequel?
No, because I think it would overwhelm him and he needs to finish the first one.
So. Right. But if he finishes the first one, like have him play that. Instead of Skyrim. Yeah.
And I also, I have a, he doesn't even know this is here. I have a Breath of the Wild or no, a game guide for him.
I love those.
I do too. Anyway, well, this that is makes us Josh talk about anything other than basketball.
Yeah. I remember huddling over my Metal Gear Solid 2 guide back in 2001. Figure it all out.
All right, we'll be back on Thursday, Friday. They play the Kings, which I keep getting emails. Like, the Mavericks are basically trying to, there must be no one going to this game because I've gotten 5 different emails about Mavs Kings tickets.
They are going to be given, they probably can't even give those away right now.
And it'll be the first Mavs home game since time before time.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, then Friday, Memphis. At least they got a nice little Sunday. Ooh, Sunday night, though, against Oklahoma City. Why are they playing at 7 o'clock on a Sunday? It's not even a national TV game. What's going on there?
How do we?
Do they want people not to go?
How do we blame Mark Cuban?
There's no football. I mean, maybe that's a Stars thing. I don't know. That's weird.
That's a good point. It might be. Yeah. All right, guys. Everybody be good. Stay out of trouble. Don't get on the internet too much. It'll just there to make you mad. Everybody be good. Talk soon. Go Mavs.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my site softer?
Can I make my site firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side, your Sleep Number setting. Enjoy personalized comfort for better sleep night after night. And now, during our President's Day sale, take 50% off our limited edition bed, plus an extra $100 off all mattresses. End Saturday. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Buying pants shouldn't take this much effort. Too many options, inconsistent sizing, and styles that don't work across your day. You want something comfortable, sharp, and reliable without guessing, returning, or buying 5 different pairs. That's why there's Jack Archer.
Yes, jackarcher.com simplifies everything with the Jet Setter Tech Pant. One versatile pair designed to take you from work to weekend without missing a beat. Easy to wear, easy to style, and easy to shop for. The Jet Setter Tech Pant is wrinkle-free, stain-resistant, and built for all-day comfort. They stretch, breathe, and hold their shape, giving you a consistent fit and polished look every time. Backed by thousands of 5-star reviews, they're the dependable pants you'll reach for daily.
Jack Archer, ready when you are. For a limited time, get 15% off your first order with code GETJACK at jackarcher.com. Again, that's promo code GETJACK at jackarcher.com for 15% off your first order.
I'm one of those people who will happily eat steak and eggs any time of the day. Breakfast, dinner, it's technically midnight, but I'm still hungry. Doesn't matter. There's just something unbeatable about a good steak hitting a hot pan. That immediate sizzle, the smell filling the kitchen, and then topping it with a fried egg where the yolk is deep yellow and just barely runny. Unreal. Pure protein heaven. That's also why I love having Omaha Steaks on hand. The steaks are incredibly tender, super flavorful, and cook evenly, whether I'm searing them on the stovetop or throwing them on the grill. It's that steakhouse quality bite at home. Omaha Steaks has everything from their fan favorite filet mignon, yes, the USDA certified tender one, to burgers, chicken, pork, seafood, and even fully cooked comfort meals like beef pot roast or meat lover's lasagna for nights when you still want high protein but zero effort. Get 50% off the world's best everyday protein. Go to omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their semi-annual sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. That's 50% off at omahasteaks.com and an extra $35 off with promo code T-Bone. T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details.
It's Toyota Truck Month. Time to get a truck that works as hard as you do. Tacoma, Tundra. Built for the worksite, ready for the trail, and packed with tech that makes every drive smarter. Available with 360-degree panoramic cameras for perfect visibility in tight spots. Powered tailgate for easy loading. And a high-tech connected screen to keep you on the grid no matter where you are. All backed by the brand known for its legendary reliability. The rugged Toyota Tacoma and the full-size Tundra are built to handle it all. And right now, your local Toyota dealer has great financing and lease options available to qualified customers, meaning there's no better time to test drive the Toyota truck you need. Find a great Toyota Truck Month deal today when you visit buyatoyota.com. That's buyatoyota.com. Toyota, let's go places.
What does it mean to live a brave life? It's about showing up, staying grounded, and having the physical and mental energy to handle the pace of life. And that is one of the reasons to love Ancient and Brave and their pure, potent, powerful supplements. Ancient and Brave has been an iconic wellness brand in the UK for years, and now they've launched in the US with incredible products that change the game, like their True Creatine and True Collagen. They come in gorgeous jars or on-the-go sachets for wherever you're off to. Ancient and Brave is a certified B Corp and members of 1% for the Planet. They offer tools that genuinely support and nourish your brave, backed by scientists and experts. Right now, Ancient and Brave is offering an exclusive offer. Head to ancientandbrave.com. and use the code EMMA for 20% off your first order. Give your body a little daily bravery. It adds up. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.